Well, good day and welcome to our mission status briefing for today from the Johnson Space Center. Atlantis is on its own and the hours are winding down toward landing, and with us to talk about this after his final shift as a space shuttle flight director is the lead for this mission from the space shuttle side, Kwatse Alaburuho. Kwatse.
Thank you, Rob. Well, the crew flew an absolutely perfect undocking and fly around today. Undocking occurred on time. The space shuttle Atlantis backed out to about 600 feet. And while they were at 600 feet, the ISS performed a 90-degree yaw maneuver, or essentially a 90-degree right turn to present its off-axis to the shuttle. Then pilot Doug Hurley initiated a half-lap fly-around, flew it absolutely perfectly. Everything was by the numbers. And after that half-lap fly-around, when the shuttle was on the backside of the space station, the shuttle crew initiated two separation burns, which basically took the shuttle on a trajectory away from and underneath the ISS. At this point, the shuttle crew is now engaged in late inspection activities. They've got the orbiter boom sensor system engaged to inspect the TPS, the thermal protection system, for any damage that may have occurred while the shuttle was docked to ISS. And once they conclude those activities, then the crew will hopefully be getting to bed on time, if not a little early today if we get lucky. And they'll be preparing for their entry minus one day activities tomorrow, which includes checkout of their flight control system, checkout of their comm system, as well as stowing the cabin in preparation for entry. So fantastic day. Everything went very well today, and certainly couldn't be happier with the performance of the crew, performance of the spacecraft, or the performance of the flight control teams. Just very pleased with the mission overall. And so we're looking forward to a good entry and landing on Thursday if weather holds out for us. That's all I've got, and be happy to answer questions.
Okay, we've got reporters here in Houston, also reporters on the phone bridge, and we can start. Mark?
Thanks. Mark Corot for Aviation Week. And I just wonder, as far as the photo session went, and as best you know, did the crew get imagery for the station program?
We haven't gotten any indications to the contrary. Typically, we really don't get a whole lot of feedback from the crew directly on the photos they shoot during fly-around. However, I expect those image cards will be in the laptop computers and will be downlinked with all due alacrity. So we should probably start to see some of those images by tonight, local time.
Phil?
Phil Floss with NASASpaceflight.com. Now that your last shift is over as a shuttle flight director and your flight control team, were you guys able to savor the moment today, this being your last shift?
I think we were, in that I think we thoroughly enjoyed helping to guide Atlantis's crew through their activities. I didn't particularly make any speeches today. We really just focused on the undocking, on the fly around, making sure that we executed those properly. We were able to enjoy tremendous imagery in real time. In fact, there was one period of time where we were looking at a view of the International Space Station as it was doing its maneuver, downlinked in real time from Atlantis's centerline camera on the docking system. Concurrently, the International Space Station had a camera pointed at Atlantis as it was flying over the top, and we got that view down simultaneously. So that was that created a nice atmosphere in mission control that we could enjoy and use to savor the moment. So I think everyone enjoyed themselves today. I think we were happy with how we executed, and really that I think is the most important thing to this team.
Go ahead, Robert.
Robert Perlman with CollectSpace.com. Before they left the station yesterday, the crew during their farewell ceremony showed a shuttle model as sort of their monument to the space shuttle program and mentioned that your signature was on there as one of the modern titans of the space shuttle program. Can you tell me what that meant to you personally to be part of that tribute and what you see that shuttle model representing aboard the space station?
Well, I barely have words to describe how humbled I feel to have been allowed to sign the model. That model will live on the space station for the foreseeable future as a reminder of the contributions of the shuttle program and the role that the shuttle has played in building the International Space Station. I was just talking with the chief of the flight director office this morning when he asked me, did I ever imagine that I would be the lead flight director for the last shuttle flight? And of course, the answer was no. As most folks know, I started my career as an ISS flight controller, first supporting ISS as a flight director, and initially had not really imagined that I would have the opportunity to train shuttle and to learn and manage operations on that spacecraft as well. So it's really, I consider it quite an honor. I certainly appreciate and recognize the contributions of those team members who have worked for me and with me over the years, because they're the ones that really make me look smart. I like to joke frequently, and it's not that much of a joke, that my team has been so good that I rarely have to do much beyond just nod and point. It's really an honor, quite beyond too many meaningful words, and it sort of leaves you a bit sad to see the program come to an end. But at the same time, transitions are important, and so I'm just honored to have been part of this particular transition.
Gina.
Gina Sinceri, ABC News. I think there's a good viewing opportunity tomorrow morning. You're going to head outside and look at Atlantis and the station fly overhead?
You know, I am very tempted to do so, but I think I owe my wife and my son to actually be asleep at that time. And so now that my role in this shuttle flight is concluded, I do have several debts to start to pay up on.
We have a couple of reporters on the phone bridge that we can go to before we come back here for follow-ups. Bill Harwood. Bill, can you hear us? All right, let's move along. Marcia Dunn, you there?
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Hey, hi, it's me. Can you hear me, Rob?
Yeah, we can hear you, Bill.
Loud and clear. Quatsy, just a quick one from me. It's just kind of a... thinking about mission control on landing day, I know that folks are all going to be in there. It's going to be quite a moment for all the folks in mission control. Just wondering if you can give me some sense of, I don't know what to even ask here, but the emotions involved, I mean, where you guys are after all of this and to be there on landing day. Any thoughts you might have? Thanks.
Well, indications that I have now just from anecdotal reports or my personal observations, I think the level of emotion that'll be felt in mission control will be building geometrically between now and landing day. I know several of the managers, program managers, the institutional managers, many of whom are ex-mission controllers themselves or ex-flight directors. I know they are planning to be in the control center, some cases to be on the floor of the front room during landing. So I think the sense of wanting to be a part of that moment is very strong and is going to be building. I know I myself will likely be in the viewing room of the white flight control room, white ficker. It's the shuttle flight control room. I'll be there with my wife and some friends and possibly our son. And I know that I will feel a sense of completion, a very palpable sense of completion, as well as a touch of sadness and just reflective reverence of what we've been able to accomplish over these last several years. So I think many people who will be there will be feeling the same thing. I think there'll be some understandable mix of apprehension, sadness, and excitement at what the future might hold, all of those emotions wrapped up into one. So I think we'll see all of that.
Okay, Marcia, you there?
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Yes, Kwatsi, it seemed pretty moving to listen to Steve Robinson sign off to the sign off for the entire team. And I'm wondering if that seemed to be the peak of the emotion in the room during your shift. And also, did you, as Chris Ferguson suggested, turn around and make a memory as you walked out of that room?
Well, one of the reasons that I didn't attempt to make a speech today to my team as we left is because I think the words of Steve Robinson were powerful. They were simple and brief. I think he very accurately represented how my team felt. As we were marching out of the control center, I saw a group of people on my team who believed in their heart of hearts that they have worked hard, that they have flown a good mission, and that they've done their jobs to the best of their ability. And I believe that they have. I think they have earned that sensation, earned that emotion. As for me, I did definitely turn around and make a memory, turned around a couple of times. I've spent many, many, many hours and many nights, many days in the control center, not just as a shuttle flight director or someone supporting the shuttle program, but as part of the ISS program. The control center has been home for a long time. So it was definitely a powerful moment as I walked out today. But at the same time, I've learned to make myself comfortable with my various discomforts at ending the program, uncertainty that as to what the future might hold. I try to look at that as an adventure. So rather than focusing too much on the memories, I personally am focusing on my excitement at what the future might hold.
Thank you.
Okay, any follow-ups here? All right, seeing none. Oh, Robert, one just snuck it in there.
Rob Perlman with CollectSpace.com again. Mike Leinbach commented after the launch that that would be the last time that his team would be together in one place. Is that true for your team as well, or do you have plans to have a follow-up meeting either with the crew or after this mission lands?
I think it's safe to say our shift today will most likely be the second to last time that my whole team is together in one place. We do have a time-honored tradition of hanging the plaque. As you know, every mission, we have a plaque that is made in the image of the crew patch for the flight, and it is awarded by the lead flight director to the controller or the disciplines that contributed most significantly to mission success in our evaluation. And so that's a ceremony that will occur next week, that almost everybody comes to, all of the controllers, not only the ones who supported the mission, but all of the ones who were back in the office rooting for them and thinking good thoughts and helping to make the mission a success. So we'll see everyone again in the shuttle flight control room for the plaque hanging ceremony next week, and that'll probably be the last time that we're all together as one group.
Mark?
Thanks, Mark Caro for Aviation Week again. I had a couple of questions. Could you just go over the GNC assignments for the rest of the mission and whether there's been any change today? And could you also touch on the cryo margins at this point?
Okay. And when you say GNC assignments, I assume you're talking about computers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, absolutely. When we undocked and conducted the fly around, we were in our standard triple GNC computer configuration. GPCs 1, 2, and 3 were in the redundant set computing GNC software. GPC 4 was our systems management machine, and GPC 5, which contains our backup flight software, that was still in standby mode as it has been since we arrived on orbit. For the remainder of the mission, GPC-1 will be our GNC computer. GPCs 2 and 3 will remain asleep. GPC-4, of course, will continue to run the systems management software until entry day, when we bring up all of the computers and have GPCs 1 through 5 all supporting flight critical buses in preparation for deorbit and landing. And there was another question you asked me, I think, about cryo margins. As of today, I think we were sitting on right around 14 hours above our 13-day mission.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, I guess not. We'll close with a couple of programming notes. One more briefing on TAP today. That'll be at 12 noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, following the Mission Management Team meeting. The chair of the Mission Management Team, Leroy Kane, the Deputy Shuttle Program Manager, will be here to discuss those discussions, and he'll be joined by Mike Suffredini, the ISS Program Manager, to talk about the space station in the wake of this final shuttle mission to the complex. Atlantis's crew sleep begins at 12:59 p.m. Central Time. 1 minute later, the STS-135 ascent imagery highlights compiled by the Space Shuttle program will be aired on NASA TV. And if you haven't seen those in the past, you don't want to miss these. There won't be a dry eye in the house, I can almost promise you that. So you'll want to watch that. There'll be replays throughout the course of the day with that. Our flight day highlights air for the first time at 2 p.m. Central Time. They'll be replayed in the absence of other programming on the top of the hour, every hour through the crew sleep period. Atlantis's crew will wake up to begin flight day 13 at 8:59 p.m. Central Time tonight. And when they wake up, they'll be under the guidance of the entry team, led by entry flight director Tony Sakachi, who will be here at this time tomorrow morning to discuss Atlantis's final landing. You can follow all of the activities of Atlantis and the International Space Station on our website at www.nasa.gov. For now, we'll call it a briefing. We'll see you at 12 noon. Take care.
This is Mission Control Houston. Welcome back to our live coverage of STS-135, the final space shuttle mission. This is a look inside the space shuttle flight control room. This inspection of Atlantis' heat shield continues. The crew is making good progress. They are continuing to scan the reinforced carbon-carbon, which is the forward portion of Atlantis' wings. All of this should be wrapped up right at 9:30 this morning.
Atlantis, we see the switch throws. Thank you. And when you have a chance, if you could enable hardware caution and warning parameter 20.
Okay, we'll enable parameter 20.
Thanks.